This summer, the Crossroads Repertory Theater presents four productions at the theater in Terre Haute on the ISU campus. There's a mystery, The Mystery of Irma Vep, A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry, The Roar of the Grease Paint and The Smell of the Crowd, and a brand new play called Table 17 by our guest and the artistic director, Arthur Feinsod. Arthur, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, George.
Hey, good to have you with us. Now, tell us about the balance for this season. I see Mystery, a Lorraine Hansberry piece, the Anthony Newley, and then we'll talk a little bit about your own piece. But how are things starting out there at Crossroads?
Well, we start with The Mystery of Irma Vep because it is just a wonderful farce, a gothic mystery thriller, but definitely with farcical elements throughout. It's a two-person play, and the two people play multiple roles, and they put on wigs, they take off wigs, they put on new costumes, and they become a whole gallery of characters in front of your eyes. And it's funny, it's imaginative, and it's a real thriller in all senses of the term. We have two veteran actors acting in it, Mark Douglas Jones and Brandon Wentz, who've been with us for a long time, and they're great comic actors, and I think they'll have a wonderful time with their audiences.
The next piece is really a classic in its own particular way, and that's Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry.
Yes. Yes, and it's a play that I have always loved and always wanted to direct. I'm very excited about the challenge of doing it. Michael Cherry, who played Othello with the Houston Shakespeare Company in 2000, is going to be playing our Walter, the part that Sidney Poitier made famous. We have a terrific all-star cast throughout. I'll be doing it as our classic entry for this season. We try to do a classic every year. Last year we did a Dollhouse, as you recall, and this year it's going to be A Raisin in the Sun.
We're talking with Arthur Feinsod, the artistic director of the Crossroads Repertory Theater, about their series this summer in the new theater on the ISU campus. Then we come to one with just a wonderful name, of course, The Roar of the Grease Paint and the Smell of the Crowd. It's the musical for the summer.
Yes, it is, that Anthony Newley made famous in the 1960s and has a lot of the famous songs that people hear all the time, made famous by great singers like Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr., etc. Songs like Who Can I Turn To and Nothing Can Stop Me Now, Wonderful Day Like Today and Feeling Good.
Now, we have to get to the fourth entry, and this is your own play. It's called Table 17.
Yes. The title comes from actually a bar mitzvah in which at table 17 at the main character David's bar mitzvah was seated all of the former domestics of David's family and all of his extended family members. So it's a table of African Americans sitting at a table at a bar mitzvah amid a sea of white faces. So that's the kind of image that sparks the whole play.
Writing from a historical perspective?
It is somewhat based on my own personal experience, having grown up in the suburbs of New York in a mostly Jewish neighborhood, and I did grow up with African-American domestics, who I grew very close to in my experience, and so in some ways this is going back to something in my past that I want to kind of come to terms with. And so I'm very happy to have this being done here at the Crossroads Repertory Theater season with Tony Hall, a Trinidadian director, doing the play. He directed the brand new Lucky Diamond Horseshoe Club that we did in 2004, and he's come back to do this piece.
We've been talking with Arthur Feinsod, the artistic director of the Crossroads Repertory Theater, about their upcoming season. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.